Hello everyone, happy new year. Have you been on edge lately about what's going on in the social media world when in reference to exposure? And so this is for you if you need more clarity or you just need encouragement about what's going on when it comes to the body of Christ. And so just stay tuned. And also, I wanted to share with you that if you're interested in becoming a Christian life coach, I now offer another program that's standalone where you can go at your own pace. You don't have to, attend the group meetings and things of that nature at a much lower rate. The program is amazing, okay? And everyone so far who has went through the program has been able to get clarity in their purpose, and God has been downloading so much into them as to what they need in this next season. And so I'm excited about that program. I put my heart into it. Holy Spirit definitely breathed on it. And so I'll put the link to that in the description box. Also, I launched the Faith and Mental Wellness podcast, where I'll be interviewing guests who have a testimony to share about their mental health, and also those who are faith and mental wellness providers. You can apply to be a guest on the show as well. And so we're looking for those who are wanting to share their services, their products, and also tools and strategies on a variety of topics such as, self-esteem. We've already had two guests so far about church hurt, also trauma, anything related to mental wellness. Okay. So hope to see you apply and stay tuned to hear what the Lord is saying to you in this hour in reference to the year of exposure. Talk to you soon. Hello, welcome on Facebook and on YouTube and also on Instagram again. So I would give Instagram just a moment to let people know that I'm live, in case those who want to watch it can watch this prophetic encouragement and review in person, okay, or live today. So thank you guys so much for coming on. Good afternoon. I'm on East Coast time, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for those of you who are on, still a.m. time or p.m. time, good morning. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. This is my very first time going live in 2024, you guys, okay? And so Happy New Year. I pray everyone had a great Christmas, a great New Year, and that you're off to a great start. Okay. And so I'm going to go ahead and just get right into the words that the Lord want me to share with you all today. And before I do that, I want to say a prayer and then I'll go ahead and get into it. So, Father, I just thank you today, Lord, for your word. I thank you, God, that you just love us so very much and you desire for us to just have a true and authentic relationship with you. Father, I pray, God, for your people, for those who are listening now, for those who are coming in later, for those who will watch the replay. I pray, God, for their strength and that, God, they feel encouraged in this season. Father, continue to guide us, Lord God, as I speak your word today, God. Help me to speak it boldly, first of all. Help me, Lord God, to speak with clarity. I'm meant to meet your people right where they are. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. All righty. So, as you can see by today's title, it is called Prophetic Reviews and Prophetic Updates. Okay. And so this morning, once again, I went to the gym. I came back and I have been asking God, okay, God, what everything is going on right now in the world, what would you have me to do? Because I'm not the kind of person who want to just go live on different topics just to get clout, just to get followers. I refuse to operate in that vein. I want to speak and do exactly what God is showing me and telling me to do, especially when it comes to who he called me to be as his prophet. I'm very responsible about my words and the things that I say. I try to be anyway, okay? And so with that being said, many people are confused, some are weary, some are wondering, like, okay, God, like, what's going on? And so everything that you guys may be seeing going on now on social media, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, wherever it is, right? I'm not surprised, right? Because the Lord has been trying to warn us for quite some time now to prepare, and the exposure for this year was coming. Okay. And it has, and right now it's just beginning. So the Lord had me go back. He said, go back and look at the words you have released to my people over the past couple of years. So the very first word that God gave me was May 6, 2022. Called Divine Momentum. It was called Divine Momentum. And in that word, the Lord, it's funny how God give me words sometimes, you guys. It's just, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's sad. You know, it's different, you know, different scene, different setups for me. But during that particular moment, that day, I remember I said, God, you know, what's on your heart? You know, where should I read in your word today? And I felt drawn to read the book of Jeremiah. I think it was not the whole book, okay? But let me see. Look at my notes. This was Jeremiah chapter 1 and 2. He said, I want you to read that chapter. And but how he told me, it was like he like yanked me up, like, I need your attention in this area, okay? And so I'm like, okay, God, okay. I actually had fell out of my chair. It was funny. I was like, God, you knocked me out like that. Why you just didn't tell me? I want to listen, you know? But it was like him letting me know how serious he was about that particular word that he had me release on May 6, 2022. And he said that the kingdom of God was going to experience a divine momentum, meaning that the body of Christ was going to come on a time where his glory is going to show up. He's going to be doing mighty things in the body of Christ. But then at the end, he told me that exposure was coming, okay? And so what he was showing me was that on one end, you'll see destruction, you'll see exposure, you'll see heartache, you'll see pain. And on the flip side of that, you also see the body of Christ, you know, raising up. And many of us who God has called to come forth and to lead his people, he's going to raise us up to be able to carry the torch pretty much. Okay. So that was on my YouTube channel. You can go back, you know, you can read it. Here it was very, very good. I mean, it was amazing. Okay. So like, there's the very first word that God had given me when it comes to exposure. And he was saying that he had been trying to get people attention time and time and time and time and time and time again, but they were not listening to him. And he was giving all of us time to get our house in order, to get things in order, to seek him while we can, and so much more. Okay. And so since then, the Lord has been giving me words nonstop, back to back, about seeking God, getting in God's face, repenting, right? The exposure was coming, judgment is coming, right? And people, you know I'm not the only one sounding the alarm per se, but other prophets are coming forth and they're giving the word of the Lord, but yet and still, people are still confused as to what is happening. They're confused as to like what's going on. And I'm here to remind you that it is the year of exposure, you guys. And so the Lord told me to go back and look at some other words that you have said that I had given you to say. So on Instagram, primarily, and Facebook, I'll post like, you know, a little typed out text that he would give me. So I do have some of those up there that I don't have on YouTube, okay? But on YouTube, I have all the videos I've ever done, you know, live or pre-recorded. Most of the time it's live. I'm about what God was saying. And so on, fast forward through all that from May 2022 to last year in September 2023, the Lord gave me another intense warning about judgment and exposure that was coming. And I kept hearing in the background trains, like whistles going like choo-choo, like he was telling me that people were going to come and expose other people. He called them the whistleblowers. And as we could see, we see that happening right now. Okay. Some of this stuff false, absolutely. But it's not all false, you guys. It's not. Okay. So then fast forward to October 5th, 2023. A few days prior to that, I had a dream that my Apple Watch had shattered. Okay, the screen had shattered. And I'm like, Lord, that was a very clear picture and visual that I had. I said, it means something. I said, can you please tell me what it means? God didn't speak to me right away. But that morning of October 5th, he began to talk to me saying, daughter, tell my people that time is up and that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming and judgment is officially here. It is, unfortunately. And when I say unfortunately, it is needed to it needs to happen, but I'm also looking at all angles of this thing. I'm looking at the sheep, the people who will be hurt, the sheep that will be scattered, right? And so God also wanted me to give you guys some encouraging words on today, but he wanted me to let you know he's very well aware of what's going on, and his hand is in this stuff, you guys. It is, okay? And so with that being said, just be mindful of what you take in. Guard your mind, guard your heart. I know for me, I've had to get out social media on and off the past 2 or 3 weeks because it's been a lot, to be honest. It's been a whole lot going on, okay? And I have to guard my ears and my heart and my time for sure, because I got to make sure that I'm hearing the Lord and hearing what God is saying about situations. And so, you know, we see it, you know, that, you know, exposure happening in the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, as well as, you know, Hollywood, even the government, and so much more. And you guys, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, you guys. It's going to be more stuff coming. And the Lord even told me, daughter, brace yourself, because it's going to be a lot. And for me, I lean more so on the compassionate side when it comes to who God's called me to be in my mantle. There are different types of prophets. There are different kinds. And I'm very aware of who I am or who God has called me to be, okay, and to be obedient. So, yeah, I share words of encouragement. I also share warnings and correction. But I try my best to do it in love. And sometimes, you know, I do get I get frustrated too, like everybody else do. And so I have to make sure that before I come up here and I go live, that I have taking that word, process that word, making sure my heart is pure before God, because I don't want to ever come up here spewing hate, cursing people, or anything of that nature, okay? God is the judge, right? And people will say things like, well, God is a good guy. Yes, he is. But these things, you guys, that God has been exposing has been going on for decades. For decades, okay? Not last year, not 2 months or so, but for decades. And what I've learned, listen, y'all, this is what I learned about God. Anytime God showed me something about someone, whether it's good or bad, what I've learned is that if it's bad, it's typically 1,000 times worse than what God's actually showing me. He only showed me a little small piece of something. And so I've learned, because whenever I, you know, get preview or information to what's going on, you know, in the natural and not from him, in addition to what he's given me, it is a whole lot. Okay. And then it was, you know, anything good that God showed me, typically it's like 1,000 times better. So the thing that God has shown me and has confirmed to me, the pieces he's given me, I'm like, oh my God, like, Lord, this means that it's a lot worse than what most of us actually think or most of us actually know. Okay. So brace yourself. Make sure that you're seeking God. Okay. Don't listen to what everybody else has to say about everything. Go to God, ask God, test the spirit, take a break if you need to be, because you guys, it's not going to stop. Okay. It's going to be a continuous thing. But on the flip side of that, God is also, you know, trying his best to draw his people back to him. I also mentioned, too, that in the one I did where time was up and my Apple Watch had cracked, the Lord told me, like, me and my people who are in leadership, I'm trying to give them a righteous fall. A righteous fall, meaning that if they repent, yeah, they're still going to stumble. He's going to expose some things, but he's going to restore them. So if they're not willing to let God restore them and repent, then it's on God, y'all. God has the final say-so over everything that's going on right now. And he is very well aware that his sheep is being scattered. He's very well aware that his sheep are becoming lost. So with that being said, let me get into the part two of what God gave me this morning, okay? And so the Lord told me, he said, tell my people that to stop putting their leaders on a pedestal, because many of our leaders, and I say our, because I'm human, okay? And I'm not doing that, by the way, but I put myself in the same, because I am human. But anywho, so put your leaders on a pedestal and they become your God. The Lord told me this morning, I am coming back for my sheep. What does this mean? He knew that when he exposed these people, what would happen? The sheep would scatter. The sheep would get lost in the chaos. The sheep would ask, why? I do not understand. And some of you are even saying, God, why did I not see this coming? Okay. And so with that being said, the Lord showed me, he's like, there are some things that God will hide from us for a season until the appointed time. And I can attest to that. I can vouch for that in my own personal life, right? There's a situation that has come up that I've prayed about. I've sought God on. I'm like, God, can you please show me this person or the situation? And sometimes he don't tell me everything until I'm actually in it, or it's time for me to get ready to leave. And what he told me, he said, I know how you are at this point. I don't deal with drama. I don't like mess. I don't deal with gossip. And so whenever, you know, I'm in a situation where that person's like that or whatever's going on, they might not show me that side of them in my face. They might do it behind my back. But God is telling me, I'm sending you in as a light. My God. So some of you guys, God has sent in the situations as a light. As you know, his servant, right, to try to draw some of these people, you know, back in to him. And so I have definitely been in that scenario, my God, too many times to count, where I'm not fully aware of what I'm getting myself into until I'm actually in it. And then when God showed me, he said, I still need for you to stay. And I'm like, oof, okay, Lord, and pray. Stay and pray, okay? So make sure that you're listening to what God is telling you to do, no matter where you are, no matter where you are in ministry, no matter if it's a public ministry or a ministry that's, you know, not well known, whatever it is, do what God is telling you to do, because not everyone going to understand what you are doing, okay? All right. And so this next part I want to address that God gave me he said the quickest way to decrease deception in this season is for you to read your Bible, y'all. I cannot stress this enough. The more you read your word, the more you study the word of God for yourself in your own private time or in community, you guys, the sharper your discernment will be. I can promise you that. I can promise you that, because I've been in my word over the years. My discernment has definitely became a lot more sharper, for sure. A lot. Do I know everything? No, I'm not supposed to. I'm not trying to. So sometimes people will ask me about certain people and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it's not my job to tell someone all the time, right? Okay, this person is XYZ. You're going to have to learn how to seek God for yourself. This is what God is trying to do in this season. Okay, so part two, leading up, you know, to the next part, God is saying that, you know, what he said. He said, I know in some cultures, calling your leader mom, pop, daddy is the norm and is a sign of respect. But it cannot be so much so that you idolize that person. This is one reason why so many people are heartbroken when their leader fall or make mistakes. Honoring someone is amazing, and God desires for you to honor them. But idolizing these people is not the same thing as honoring them, okay? We cannot replace our relationship with God with our leaders. Your leaders do not own you, but they are to shepherd and or disciple you as you grow. And then in turn, you will go out and do the same thing. It is a ripple effect, okay? It's a ripple effect. I'm not supposed to be sitting here eating for years and years to come, and I never, ever pour out. You will burst wide open. You will burst if you do not pour out what God has poured into you, okay? So remember that. I honestly don't think it's a problem doing that, calling your person your spiritual mom, spiritual dad. God is not angry at that part, but what he's angry at is the fact that you would place that person, you know, with him. I mean, replace God with them, okay? And so let's look at scripture, okay? So Matthew 23, okay? Christ is talking to the leaders there and the people there, okay? Telling them, so he said, do not call anyone on earth. Hold on, let me go to my Bible. Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. But you are not to be called rabbi because you have one teacher and you are all brothers and sisters. Do not call anyone on earth your father because you have one father who is in heaven. You are not to be called instructors either because you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. To the woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you don't go in and you don't allow those to enter in either. And so what God is saying here, he was getting on the Pharisees and the Sadducees because they were, you know, demanding the people to act a certain way, do certain things, right? And call them rabbi, call them teacher, call them mom, whatever, right? So the issue is they were full of pride, full of arrogance, you know, putting more on the people that God himself did not put on them. Okay. And so once again, there's nothing wrong with calling someone your, you know, spiritual mentor. That's great. Right. But it's not for them to rule over you. They do not have the final say. So God has the final say. So, and I even share, you know, my own, you know, quick little, you know, story. You know, I have a spiritual mom, but it's been 20 plus years since I've known her. She's actually my aunt by marriage. And I have so much honor and I have so much respect for her. So as a babe in Christ, there was a season where she poured and she poured and she poured and she poured into me. But as I began to grow and mature in the things of God, God actually tested our relationship. He did. Because there was time God said, okay, I need for you to tell her this word, give her this word of correction. I was like, oh God, you want me to do what? And I'm like, God, why I gotta do it? You know, if I can't see somebody else to do it, God said, I'm testing you. Do you value your relationship with me more than her or vice versa? So I had to prove myself. I had to prove to God that, God, I'm sold out for you. I'm going to honor you. What you have to say trumps everything. And she knows that. So to this day, right, I still honor her. We're very close, like especially spiritually, right? Very close. But if I have to give her a word that God wants me to correct her in, she receives it. And vice versa, right? But I still have honor for her, okay? And so don't think because that you have a, you know, spiritual mentor or whoever it may be, a shepherd, a pastor, that, you know, everything they say is golden and everything they have to say to you is like, you should do it. Always take it back to the Lord, right? I'm pretty sure they have your best interest at heart, but take it back to God. Take it back to God, okay? So remember that. So I'm gonna go back to the, my computer keep cutting off on my iPad, you guys. And so then the next part here, oh yeah. So this is what I found too. It says, Peter called Mark his son, which is 1 Peter 5:13. Paul referred to Timothy as my true son in the faith, thus indicating his close relationship to Timothy. And then elsewhere in Paul's letters, he also refers to Onesimus as his son, indicated that he was a spiritual father to the former slave, which Philemon chapter 1 verse 10. So when you look at the nature of their relationship for each person, go back in scripture, you guys, and make sure you study that if you feel led to, you can see that they had an intimate relationship with them. So when you're calling these people your spiritual father, spiritual mom, spiritual mentor, things of that nature, look at their relationship. Okay, don't look at their status. Don't look at, you know, oh, well, they, you know, helped me out this one time. They don't make them a spiritual father or spiritual mom. It does not. Okay. It's a continuous, intimate relationship that involves accountability, that involves discipleship, that involves, you know, you producing fruit as well. Okay. Are you producing fruit? Okay. And so God said that he is sharing this because he once again is coming for his sheep. He's taking ownership back over his sheep from these leaders who are lording over his people and they are worshiping them and not God. Christ is the ultimate shepherd. Okay, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Brothers and sisters, I cannot address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. He said, I gave you milk, but not solid food, for you were not ready for it. So here he's talking about people who are babies in Christ or who are probably spiritually immature. Okay, you can be a babe in Christ and you can be maturing, you know, in areas pretty quickly, but you can also be a person who's been in Christ for umpteen years, but still you're spiritually immature. I've seen it. Okay, I've seen it. Spiritually immature. Okay, so you are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, another says, I follow Apollos, are you not mere humans? So what God is saying here is that so many people are saying, oh, I follow this ministry or I follow that ministry, but it's not coming from a pure place. It's coming from a place of pride, of arrogance, of like, oh, well, if I follow them, that means that I'm important, or that means that, you know, I don't know. Like, people have this, I see this too. Like, they feel like because they follow a certain person, they're superior to their peers. There you go. They're superior to their peers in Christ. Okay. And God is saying, no, that doesn't matter. I don't care how big this person is, how big their name is, you claiming to follow them and you boasting about it is not of God, okay? Our ultimate leader, once again, is Christ Jesus. Me and my husband had the same thing in common. Like, whenever we're talking and meet people, you know, they say, oh, well, I go here, but sometimes it come off as arrogance, okay? And that, to me, I don't get impressed. When someone tell me that they follow a well-known ministry, they don't impress me. I'm looking at your fruit. I'm looking at, you know, what you're doing for the kingdom. I'm looking at how you treat people. I'm looking at your heart. I'm looking for those things. I'm not looking for, okay, well, they follow this person, whatever. So that means that, you know, they're safe and they're great. No, ma'am. No, sir. Mm-mm. Test the fruit. Test the fruit. Test the spirit by the spirit, okay? And so then it goes on to verse 21. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. Like, my God, like, you guys, like, in this season that we're in now, as God continue to raise up, you know, other leaders, he is, like, leveling the playing field. And what that looks like is he doesn't want you to idolize or to worship these people who's God gonna raise up, because it's going to be very evident who these people are, okay? Very evident. And people tend to flock to what's new, right? Or what looks amazing, or miracle signs and wonders. And I'm telling you, I'm warning you right now, God is saying, do not do that. Do not gravitate toward them to idolize or to say, oh, I follow this person. You go to them because God is leading you to them, okay? Oh, my God. And so that's all I pretty much have for you guys today. Let me think. I had one more thing to say, but I just lost it. Okay. So on to strategy. Okay. So what do you do in this season? As you continue to see things be exposed, you continue to, you know, see different things pop up, what should you do? Number one, pray for yourself daily. Okay, especially those of you who are intercessors. These are people who are praying beyond themselves. They're praying for the government. They're praying for everything in the world, pretty much. Okay, we all have our own specific prayer assignments. I know I do. Okay, and so as an intercessor, as me interceding for other people, I have to always pray over myself that God give me strength, God give me wisdom, God give me clarity, because it is exhausting. And we do experience pushback and warfare in different ways. Okay, put on the armor of God daily. Okay, put on the armor of God. Ephesians chapter, I think it's chapter 6. Put it on daily. Read it. You need to read it and study it. So you study what it looks like, what that means in scripture, and like really like allow yourself to soak in that word, because you're going to need it. Because I know for me, the thing that I've been seeing so far has been extremely disgusting and very disturbing. And I know, because, you know, I have a compassion for God's sheep. And I'm thinking about those who have been hurt and wounded. Okay. And some of them been wounded because they just didn't know any better. They were ignorant and taken advantage of. And then some, because once again, as I said earlier, they were idolizing these people and they were looking at the miracle signs and wonders and not looking at, you know, not hearing God. You guys, my testimonies, y'all, it's so much I can share right now, but this is, I'm writing a book one day. It's going to be a book one day. But I remember one time I was a part of my ministry. And, you know, the man of God, the pastor there, you know, he was nice. He was cool. It was always something about him that was off. And I was like, God, you know, what is going on? Like, this was like during the time where I was still trying to learn how to interpret my dreams. Okay. And I wasn't really in my word the way I should have been. So I was deceived. I was deceived. But God has shown me in different dreams or different ways of the church, that particular church being destroyed. And I'm thinking, like, what's going on? I'm like, Lord, like, not praying against it, not realizing that he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. Okay. So as I begin to get in my word and I begin to look at the word of God for myself, you guys, it opened me up even the more. Okay. And so I encourage you, y'all, please, y'all, if y'all don't do nothing else in this season, please, please, I'm begging you, get in your word. And you're going to be thankful that you did, because as things start to speed up and like this, like momentum comes, you're not going to probably have as much time as probably as you do now to really read the word of God. Okay. I don't really know. It's all ahead. It's definitely rumors of war, a different thing that God has shown me. I've already released before. That is to come, or that's trying to come. And you know, whenever we in chaos or we in a, you know, situation where so much going on and you can't get in your word an hour a day, 30 minutes a day, you know, like you used to, or you want to, it's going to be very difficult for you to pull up the word of God to like encourage yourself. Okay, to encourage yourself. All right. The next strategy here is to, for those God is allowing to be exposed, pray that they will repent and pray for their families. Pray for their families, because some of these people, their families had no idea what was going on, and some of them did. Okay. Pray for them, because the people that God is exposing, somebody loves them. Okay. There's somebody's mom, or somebody's daddy, brother, sister, uncle, whoever it is. Pray for these people. Pray that, you know, they will keep their eyes on God and that God will heal their hearts. The third one is pray for the lost sheep and those who have been hurt and abused. Pray that they will turn to God for healing and restoration, and not to any new age practices, not to, to the world. Because I remember, you know, I've been to a whole bunch of church hurt myself. Okay. And I just thank God for grace, because I've never had the desire to turn my back on God. That was God's grace and hand on my life, because I know so many people who have been hurt by leaders and hurt by many people, and they will literally turn their backs away from God because they feel like God is like, oh my God, like, you didn't show me, or God, how could they, or different things, right? And so I thank God that I didn't do that. Now, I did want to stop doing ministry. That's different. I love God. I was still a Christian, but I said, God, I'm going to be a regular Christian. A regular Christian is someone who just read a word, and that's pretty much it. Okay. They might read a word, right? I'm going to be a regular Christian. God said, no, you're not. I ain't call you to be a regular Christian. So anywho, that's a whole different story all by itself. But pray that they will keep their eyes on God. Okay. And then pray for the ones that God is raising up in this season to be good stewards of God's sheep. Pray that they will also live a life pleasing unto the Lord, and pray for their strength. And let me tell you why. Lord have mercy, y'all. So I had one particular dream a while back. I'm not going to share the whole dream. It's kind of personal for me, what God was showing me about, you know, what he wanted me to do. But I had this dream that I was in someone's house, and I had a broom, and I was sweeping the floor. And I was like, why am I in this person's house sweeping the floor? And the Lord was like, I'm going to use you to clean house in that particular ministry, because that ministry is not feeding my people the way I desire for them to be. And they need nurturing. They need to be fed properly. And I'm going to be cleaning house. Right. So that's a lot of work. Okay. When you have to go. Okay. Prime example. Like let's say you were at work. Right. And there's a project, you know, that's been done, and the project is done all wrong. Right. Then your boss might send you and say, hey, I want you to go and clean up so-and-so's project. I want you to go in there and take what they did and redo it the way I want you to do it. That's work, y'all. It's actually more work doing that than it is actually doing, you know, anything brand new. Okay. And so I'm like, wow, God. So in my mind, I'm thinking, Lord, it's going to be a lot of work. A lot of work. So for those that I know for a fact, God is like raising up different ministries, different people, different leaders. This is going to be dirty. Okay. Dirty. What I mean by that, you're going to have people who are broken, people who have been in, you know, occults and different kind of ministries, who have been led astray, who have dealt with rejection. So you got to first, you got to break all that and help them heal and work on all the different barriers that you know, they may have up when it comes to God and ministry. Then you got to turn around and disciple them, okay? This is why God needs every single one of us in place. He needs us in place so that we can do our part, because no one can do one thing. No one can. No, I'm a big believer of this. Brittany, God has never given me one person to disciple me. I've had mentors before and you know, in my life during different seasons. So you can't outgrow your mentor, and that's okay. You can't outgrow, you know, receiving discipleship from your pastor or whoever else, right? A lot of times, because God wants you to go learn, you know, something else from somebody else that may carry a different type of ministry or message or understanding of the word of God or ministry, right? So it's layers to this thing. It's layers to this. And so don't be looking for, don't limit God in that area. Don't limit him in that area. Okay. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Okay. Let God do something new, something new in your life. Okay. So I encourage you all, don't be discouraged. Don't let what you see cause you to want to just give up on God, give up on ministry, give up on people. Okay. I hear people say, oh my God, I'm tired of people. I'm tired of these, you know, ministries or whatever. Not everyone is a wolf, you guys. It's some great people out here, but they are probably out here working, that they have their hands to the plow. They in the field working. Okay. So I encourage you, please, 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 please keep your eyes on the Lord. So that's all I have for you guys today. If you want to go back and watch the replay, you can do that. Thank you for those who tune in. If you have any questions, let me know. I know a lot of times I come up here, I teach. I say what God had me to say. Every once in a blue moon, y'all ask a question here and there. I try my best to answer, but I do, you know, at the end, look at my comments, see what you guys are saying, to answer you if I can, okay? But I need to get the word of God out first. So let me look here and see. Oh, and also I want to share real quickly before I end and pray is that I just released or launched a Faith and Mental Wellness podcast, okay? And initially the Lord, you know, was telling me, okay, to interview people who are faith and mental wellness providers, like Christian therapists, Christian life coaches, for those who are in the faith and mental wellness space, right? That believe in God, that believe in Christ Jesus, okay? Interview them and have them share, you know, tips about different topics when it comes to, you know, mental wellness, mental health, right? And so far, I've had two interviews. I have to do three more this month, okay? And so I'll be, having those episodes be released in the next, like, 3 to 4 weeks or so. But also, I'll be interviewing people who have a testimony to share about how, you know, God delivered them or healed them, you know, mentally, okay? Whether they went to therapy or had a coach or not. If you have an awesome testimony to share, you want to share with the world, if you have a product you want to share about, please, like, you know, apply. I don't have a link in the bio on Facebook or YouTube. I put it in there later. But on Instagram, you can go to the link in my bio and you'll be able to see that link. It's called Faith and Mental Wellness Resources. And you can apply and request to be a guest. So far I have topics on church hurt. One, actually two on church hurt. And then one about self-sabotage. And so if you want to be a guest, you can definitely request to be a guest. If you want to listen, go to Apple Podcasts and look up Faith and Mental Wellness Podcast with Shakita Torres, and you'll be able to find it up there. Okay, so I'm excited about that. I look forward to meeting the people and networking with you all who will be on the podcast. It'll be, you know, marketed on all major platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and I think one more place. I think that's it. So, but anyhow, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to go ahead and get off and look at you guys' comments really quickly. Okay. Everybody say good morning. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much, Octavia Green. God bless you too. All right. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for your people, for those who have came in today, who will come back and watch the replay later. I pray, God, that this word will bless them. I pray, God, for the body of Christ to continue to keep their eyes on you, Lord God, to seek you in all things, to hear what you have to say about their situation, about what they should do, what they should not be doing. God, help us to stay focused and not be distracted. Help us, God, to be anchored in you, anchored in your word, anchored in our relationship, Lord God, with you. Help us, Holy Spirit, God, to be prepared, for what's ahead. God, each and every single one of us have a unique assignment and a unique situation as to how to prepare. And so, Father, help us, God, to seek you in everything. Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. So I will see you guys next time. That's all I have for now. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel up here. You know, like, share, comment, do whatever you feel led to do. Okay. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.